Hello, everybody. This is Bert, and I'm here in the podcast room finishing the editing on the episode that we recorded last night. And I'm very, very sad, very disappointed, because we had a lot of technical issues. So for starters, I want to thank every one of you, everyone that called during the call-in show special, which took place again last night, Tuesday, June 18th, from 8 o'clock to 9:30 Eastern Time. We had a lot of callers. But again, we run into some difficulties. So the first difficulty was there were more calls that we can handle, which at the end of the day is really not a big deal. But the call-in queue time limit was set to 15 minutes. And so what that means is a lot of you guys were on hold, and when you reached the 15-minute hold mark, you were pretty much told goodbye or sent to a voicemail or something like that. So I'm truly sorry for that. Next time we need to set up the timeout to the end of the show, so that if you guys are, if you get bored and you're not willing to wait because there's too many callers ahead of you, then you can hang up. But if you're willing to wait and just listen, then or be a part of the podcast, and you can at least sit on hold and wait, and hopefully we can get to you. So that was the number one difficulty. The number two difficulty we had was the real bad one, and it has to do with some technical error during recording that pretty much practically muted Kyle's channel. So Kyle's voice is non-existent. So it almost sounds like a monologue of Bert Kammer speaking to himself and the callers, but even the callers' audio gets faded drastically as we shift the audio of the caller around the room here. So for that reason, I am extremely sorry, everyone. I mean, normally, like I said, we've never ever had a technical problem. And even if we would have had a technical problem, it would have been easy to fix, because Kyle and I have no problem sitting down for another hour and re-recording everything from scratch. But due to the nature of this particular podcast, the nature of the call-in type podcast, there's nothing we can do to recover that data. So we do have a little bit towards the end, because we split it into two separate files. And when I started recording on file number two, for some reason that muted condition or whatever that technical error was went away and actually recorded pretty good. So with that said, I'm going to play to you the second part, which is really short. It's only a handful of callers on that one. But nonetheless, some pretty cool stuff. And once again, I'm truly, truly sorry to all of you that called in the very beginning of the podcast and we could not get you on because of this technical difficulty. Alex Genovese called from Australia. I mean, there's just way too many people to name and mention, but we thank you all very much. We hope that you call us when we do the next installment of these call-in shows. And please don't give up on us. It was a really terrible mistake, but it is what it is. Technology can fail us sometimes. So once again, I'm going to play the last little bit of this call-in show special. One more time, I want to thank everyone for being involved and for calling us and for supporting us. And yeah, let's get it done.
Another one.
Yeah, we have a caller.
Yeah.
There we go. Now we can hear you. How you doing?
Hey, my name's Rick. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Rick?
Oh, I'm fine.
Where are you from, Rick?
Central Texas.
Central Texas. Nice. Nice. Tell us what you got.
So anyways, I want to make this short. I just wanted to say that I enjoy your podcast. I hope you keep doing it, and even if you don't have a talk, any topic, it's still just nice to hear you and Kyle, talk and tell us what you've been doing and your history and stuff. I like it.
Nice, buddy. How long you been flying for?
A couple decades.
Couple of decades.
Wow.
Man. What do you fly?
I fly here often, Texas.
No. What helicopter?
Helicopter. I have a couple I fly. I have a Protos 380, which I really like.
Nice.
And yeah, old Curtis 635. I guess that's based out of 700. Yeah.
Wow, nice.
But primarily those are my main machines.
And that Curtis thing is still around. You're still flying it, huh?
Yeah, I've got over 1,100 flights on it. And
wow.
One time it hit the ground, some kind of pilot error. It's been perfect ever since I built it.
Wow, and you can get parts for that anymore?
Well, I haven't broken any parts or needed any, so I don't know the answer to the question.
God bless, man. Make sure that thing stays in one piece.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I had a splash plate. The inner star started separating from the outer star, and I was able to get parts then. That's like 3 years ago. I still have them. But since then, I just keep flying it, and it just keeps working.
Nice. Well, thank you very much for the kind words about the podcast. We appreciate it.
Yeah, keep up the good work. I really like listening to your podcast. I find it really entertaining, and because you guys got so much to say, and just keep doing it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much for the phone call, too.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. See, that's what I look for. That's what I thrive for, man. People like that, dude. It's awesome. Like, he doesn't follow the rules. He doesn't freaking fall into a line goblin trap. No. Just fly some old Curtis helicopter. That's freaking awesome, man.
That thing, the ballistic. The ballistic 635.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Are you serious? He's
flying
that?
Yeah. It's Curtis stuff, man.
10 years ago now? That's a long time ago.
Or even longer. Who knows?
Long time ago.
Unbelievable. What do you think?
Sweet. That's awesome. Rick from Central Texas, he said?
Yeah. Central Texas.
Nice.
Yeah. So what else do we got here? Who else is calling us? Huh?
How many more in the queue?
Oh, we have way too many to answer. I'm just going to play. Nah. Actually, slow down because last week, things slowed down towards the end. Everybody called at the same time,
right.
And then everybody got sent to voicemail after about 20 minutes of wait.
Right.
So everybody went away. Who else is there? Let's see who else is in the queue. Do you want to answer a particular call or just the next one in order? Oh,
no.
Next one in line. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you for calling BKRC Podcast.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? Who is this?
Not too bad. This is Casey in Colorado.
Casey from Colorado. Man, where in Colorado?
I'm north of Denver, outside of Longmont.
Oh, man. You know, my parents used to go to Vail every year.
Beautiful up there, isn't it?
Yeah, I used to go there for years and years. I used to date a girl back in the day from Boulder. Actually, Aurora. Aurora, actually. South of downtown Denver. So I know the area very well.
Yep.
Beautiful place. Beautiful place.
Yeah, we're just east of Boulder, not far at all.
Nice. Very cool. How does the stuff fly up there?
Oh, man, thin air, nitro, gas, not the best, but electric being overpowered definitely has its benefits here.
Oh, for sure. But I remember the last time I was there in the winter, and I brought a helicopter, it's a long time ago. It probably was back in 2005, 2006, and I brought a 450. And it was a little old T-Rex 450, one of those gray ones, the first T-Rex 450. This is 15 years ago, 14 years ago. And that thing could barely fly, man. Barely fly. You know, up in 8,000 feet altitude, it was like terrible. So it taught me that the people that learn to fly there, they become awesome badasses at collective management, let me tell you.
Yeah, it definitely changes. I remember years ago, Alan Zabel came here flying car trucks. Just kind of things that made you learn to want to do more collective management, you know, back in the Raptor 90 days flyby. I mean, it just, to be what he used to do, it was crazy. Him and Curtis Youngblood, I mean, they know collective management, and I can't say I do, but I'm trying.
I hear you. It's tough. So what do you got? You got any questions, comments, criticism, concerns? Give us something.
All right, I got a couple different things. First off, I love the podcast. You guys are doing a great job listening every week. I have a couple suggestions and ideas. I didn't know if it's something you can do or if you guys could try to do.
Yeah, bring them on.
All right, first thing. You guys should try to get some of the old G pilots. Curtis Youngblood, Alan Zabel. Some of the old guys that are still, well, Alan Zabel's still flying, but, I really want to hear from Curtis Youngblood. I've been such a fan since I was younger watching him. I'd love to see if somebody could get him on a podcast.
I tell you what, let me let Kyle comment on that because ironically, can I say?
Yeah,
can
go
I say?
For it, go for it.
All right, Kyle, tell him the story. Tell him the story.
Bert and I were talking about how we want to bring some guests on the podcast, and I thought it would have been really cool to have Curtis on as well. So just out of nowhere, I looked him up. I found him on a website. His new employer found his email and shot him an email. Asked him if he'd come on, and he said, yes, absolutely. So we're going to schedule Curtis Youngblood to be on a future podcast here coming soon as a guest.
Yeah.
Okay, one suggestion for that, if you don't mind me saying, have him talk a little bit about autos, because, I mean, in my opinion, always when he comes up and his name, it's Auto King, and, just blade stopping and, real high autos. I'd love him to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a long list of questions we want to ask him, going all the way back to when he and his dad developed the tail gyro and his own helis and getting, changing from, just being a pilot to business owner and all that. So we'll definitely ask him about some autos and maybe he still has some old tips and tricks he can share with us.
That'd be great. Yeah, I can't wait. Another question is, how is the call-in going tonight? I almost missed it and looked at my phone and just saw it. Had to give it a shot.
That's because the queue, the 15-minute wait. Yeah, tell them about that.
Yeah. It's been busy. Unfortunately, right now we have a 15-minute kind of call queue. So if you're on a hold for more than 15 minutes, it puts you right to voicemail. So we missed a lot of phone calls from guys. But we've had a few. We've had a few people calling with some good feedback.
We have a bunch
of questions.
Actually, yeah.
And, it's been good so far. Can't complain.
Good. Glad to hear. Couple questions about the Kraken. I was getting ready to order one. I got the motor that I want to put servos in it. I want to try your guys' new Hobbywing 200 amp ESC. But one thing that I had a question on is that thing has a built BEC, and I've been looking at yours and Bert's machines on the videos. Do you guys run just a single wire from the ESC to the gyro to power everything? Is that enough?
It actually comes with two. It comes with one. One is the signal as well as BEC back to the throttle for the throttle channel, and another is RPM as well as BEC for governor control and governor readout. So you have redundant BEC leads going back to your receiver or gyro.
Oh, good.
And it works flawless, man. There's a lot of questions from Brent, a lot of different people about how safe it is to run that Hobbywing. Every single Hobbywing we've ever run, Kyle and I knock on wood. I hope I don't jinx ourselves, but we've never had any issues. They're tanks. They're bulletproof. They're really good.
Yeah, and that's something I like, is it's simple and clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, very easy to set up, too. I can set one up in maybe 2.5 minutes now. You just calibrate the throttle, set your BEC voltage, and that's it. It's really it. It's super plug and play. And Bert, both Bert and I use the built-in governor in it because
it makes no sense to go to the V-bar governor because it makes no sense to set up the external governor because it doesn't perform that much better. It really doesn't.
Right. We both find that the Hobbywing governor works just as well, if not a little bit better than any gyro governor that we've used before. So. Yeah. Yeah, we're real big fans of the Hobbywing stuff.
Wow, good to hear. One other question about the Kraken is I fly Spectrum with two satellites off a Icon. Are people having issues? Because I looking at the pictures, I'm not sure where I could put satellites on that thing.
There's a few spots. Yeah, there's a few spots. Namely, one of the spots could be the rear elevator servo. You could stick a satellite up there and get it outside of the canopy. Mm-hmm. And also, depending on how long the leads are for your satellite, you could stick it down on one of the lower side frames.
There's a plastic. Is it plastic, Kyle?
Yeah.
There's a plastic mount that is. You don't necessarily have to install it depending on your particular setup and electronics, but there's an additional plastic mount that you can install at the bottom, the top of the rear landing gear. And that gives you enough room to put another satellite. So you can have one on top of the elevator servo, which is outside of the canopy, and one right there by the top of the rear landing gear, which is also exposed mm-hmm. outside of any canopy or anything like that. And that's what I would recommend for people to do. And then you just mount it at 45-degree angles from each other, so you get the right kind of antenna orientation that Spectrum recommends. So
yep, absolutely.
Perfect. Now, manual, you guys say the manual's easy to do, just like every other Gamma. So if I get good and drunk and try and build this thing, I shouldn't have an issue.
You should be fine. Yeah, it's pretty. It's color coded.
It's full color. Yeah, yeah.
Full color and pretty easy to follow. So nice big pictures, even if your vision gets a little blurry, perhaps.
Just make sure and have a good pre-flight, right?
See, he knows.
Ask Gator. Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Ask Gator
no
about
doubt.
The pre-flight. Yeah, you'll be good to go. No worries there. Yeah.
Well, sweet. Well, guys, I don't want to keep you from everybody else, but I do appreciate all the help. And if you guys ever need a guest to come on the podcast, I'd be game to talk to you guys some more. Definitely a big fan of SAB. It's all I fly. And love what you guys are doing.
Hey, thanks, brother. Send us a PM to our BK, the BK Official Facebook. Do you have Facebook?
Yes, sir.
Send us a PM so we can keep in touch in case we end up going to Colorado or something like that. How about that?
You betcha. I'll try and send one out tonight. And yeah, if you guys come out here, I'd love to meet up. And beers are on me.
All right, sounds good, brother. Nice. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, you too. See, that's what I love about that. That is what I thrive for in the hobby.
That was perfect.
It's just like good old freaking people mm-hmm. having fun, just nice people, man. There's just a lot of them.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
I don't know. My wife Susie's giving me a little back rub. It's amazing. My back is always destroyed.
Why?
Every day. Because it always is. I don't know. Because I'm getting old. I don't know.
You're a young guy. You're 34, remember? 34.
Yeah, 34 on Sunday. So, what do you think? Answer another one or no? Just call it.
What do you want to do? You want to call it?
No, I don't want to call it because we have another caller. Ready?
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you for calling BKRC Podcast. Who is this?
This is long-time listener, first-time caller, James Van Hook.
Mr. Van Hook, how you doing?
You didn't let me finish introducing myself. SAB team pilot, BK Servo team pilot, BK Servo surface team manager.
Wow. Impressive. Yeah. List of accomplishments. Well, yeah.
Good for him.
Impressive. Yeah. Good for him. Good for you.
Well, we're doing big things here. Thanks.
Thank you for calling. So you have a question?
Yeah, I have two questions, one for each of you guys.
Okay, who do you want to start with first?
First, I'm gonna start with you, Bert.
Oh my God! Okay, here we go.
Yep. I wanted to know how many Sundays does it take you to burn a gallon of fuel in your Nitro 700 in your backyard?
3 Sundays.
No way.
What you're asking me a question and then you're doubting me? Well, that is rude, though.
Well, you know.
Why do you say no way? It takes 3 Sundays.
3 flights a day? 3 flights a day?
It's on average about 2. You know, I end up with a little bit of a, you know, a little bit, couple, you know. Yeah, just a tiny little bit.
Top off the fuel magnet.
Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah. So I get about 2, 2, 2, and then I get like, you know, a little bit more than 3 minutes or so flight time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What do you think of that? Is that fair? Is that good?
No, that's good. I mean, you know, for backyard flying.
The beauty of it is you don't have to clean it. You don't have to load it in a vehicle. You just toss it back in the shed. Huh?
No.
What do you mean? You go to the shed. It's a shed, right? You get the nitro out. You crank it up. If the starter fails, which is typical, or the glow plug dies, or any of the nitro-induced bullshit shit happens, you just take the damn thing back, you put the blades back on the blade holder, you put it back on the shed. You deal with it later.
And then the gallon's there for you next weekend.
Yeah, so it's not as aggravating as when you take the freaking thing to the field And then you have to go through all this nightmare after you've driven with the Slimer thing making a mess in your vehicle for 45 minutes. Right?
Right.
You agree?
Okay, so that, yeah, I agree. So that ends my question for you.
Okay, thank you. Let me give it to Kyle then.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay, Kyle, my question was a one-part question, but now it is two parts.
Okay.
After hearing Bert's answer.
Okay.
It has to do with me. It's my fault.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
He kind of reconfirmed my question. My question was going to be, what is it like to work with such a grumpy bastard every day right next to you?
What do you mean? This man is a ray of sunshine. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Listen to his response about his Slimer helicopter.
He's not grumpy. He's a realist.
Tell him the truth. It's fine.
And no,
I can take it. I'm a big guy. No, I'm an old guy. Tell him. It's good. Let the listeners know. I bitch about everything. Yes, I do.
Here's a classic example. I usually get to the shop a little bit before him, and I'll be sitting there singing to myself, smiling, having a great morning. He'll walk in and go, man, I hate today. I'm done. I'm going home. No more. As soon as he gets there. So
there's a couple problems with that. First of all, you're there before him, and he lives...
Well, I get to the shop before him. He starts his day before I do.
Right. Well, I know that makes it even worse, though. You know what I'm saying? Because he lives about...
What are you talking about? I work like 24/7.
I'm talking to Kyle right now. I'm talking to Kyle.
Okay, continue.
That's a problem that you beat him. And then he says, I'm going home. You're already home. Work is at home.
No. Home is 50 yards away. Home is 50 yards away. No.
James, you are one to talk because you're just as grumpy as he is.
Nope, I've never.
All right, now change the whole situation on him. Ask him a question.
So, James, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I mean, this is about you guys, but
This is about the callers. We're not like celebrities or anything. This is about the callers. So
James.
Mm-hmm.
Bert and I attended a car race with you back in Lake City, Florida, and we watched you prepare for the.
A year ago to this day. Well, last weekend, really.
No.
It would have been a year ago.
Okay, no. Yeah. But you're talking about Lake City?
Lake City, yeah.
The Roar National.
Yeah, you and I drove up.
Roar Off-Road Fuel National is a very stressful event.
Yes.
Mind you, it's the best in the country.
Okay, so Bert... Yep. Okay, I'm talking. So Bert and I drove up, and we sat there to come support you as well as the PK Servo Team drivers, and we watched you prepare all day. You changed your tires, I don't know, maybe 27 times. And you fueled it up, and you got in the game, you know, got in your head, and went to go race. You went around two turns and just piled that thing in. So what happened? What how do you bounce back from that, is my question.
You know, I don't really have a good answer for that other than say that's racing.
It's part of racing, yeah.
But if anybody knows about crashing, it should be Kyle Stacey. So I don't want to hear about crashing right now. You know what I'm saying?
You got a point. You got a good point about that one.
That's right.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You're up late there, Mr. Van Hook.
Well, I'm actually just sitting down eating dinner. So
really?
I'm stretching it out a little later than normal.
Nice.
So, cool. James, before we let you go, tell the listeners what your schedule's like. Work.
What my schedule's like?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Your work schedule. Work.
My job. My daily job.
Yeah.
I have to be at work at about anywhere from 4 to 4:45, depending on which one I want to come in. I have the option 4:45 in the morning.
Gross.
And I work till 3:15.
So you're done at 3:15 in the afternoon.
I'm done at 3:15.
What about Fridays?
That's optional.
So you don't work Fridays? Oh.
No. Okay. Because I work 40 hours, you know, Monday.
And
Thursday,
then you're bitching at me for, like, showing up at the shop, like, after Kyle does? No way.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, if, you know, if I had to wake up at 8 o'clock every morning to come in, I'd probably be on time every day, you know what I mean?
All right, Mr. Van Hook, thank you very much. You've been very kind. Thank you very much for the phone call.
I wanted to say
yeah.
That I think it's really cool what you guys are doing. Something different, the calling in, and, I listen every week, and I think I wouldn't tune in if it wasn't entertaining. You guys do an awesome job, so that's the only reason, really, I wanted to call in and bust you guys' balls a little bit and tell you to keep up the good work.
Thanks, dude. We appreciate it, and we appreciate everything you do for the company and for us, and all the support and everything you do for the hobby, whether it is surface, air, whatever it is, you've always been in the hobby and you really do care about it. And yeah, that's awesome. So thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That was the nicest thing you've ever said.
Yeah, I know. Bastard. I'm saying that because we're in public and yeah, I know, it's okay. But I still love you though.
I appreciate it.
All right.
You guys get to some more calls and I'll talk to you guys later on.
All right. Thanks, dude.
Bye,
see ya.
James.
Bye.
What a guy.
James Van Hook.
What a guy.
What do you think about Van Hook?
No he way. Is a sweetheart. He comes across grumpy, but he is truly, truly...
Comes across grumpy? No shit. A
yeah,
little bit.
But he yeah. is such a sweetheart, though. He is really he? Is. Yeah, he's a sweetheart. Once you get to know him, crack his hard outer shell. Mm. Yeah, he helped me. I drove all the way to Savannah, and I practiced with him all day long.
What I mean, he helped you.
He helped me practice when I went to Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, last weekend. No. Yeah,
2 weeks ago.
Two weekends ago. Well, 2 weeks ago. The weekend before last. Yeah.
I went up there for the day, and he helped me practice for Global 3D. So, yeah, James is a good dude.
Very cool. Very cool. So that's all we have, guys. definitely not what we intended to release, but at least there's something out there to be released on this Wednesday, June 19th. And again, we're very, very sorry about the whole technical difficulty. Hopefully next time we've learned a lot from our mistakes and these issues. So next time we do a call-in show special, it'll truly be special. So thank you everybody for listening and tune back in next week for another episode. Thank you.